Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday night in Fremont. It's time for the 50th episode of the CSC Seattle After Party! Episode number 50 with members of the sketch group Drop the Root Beer Run, Zach, Matt, and Caitlin. Yeah. I am Daryl, and my main host tonight is Ponch. Ponch, introduce us to our contestants and take it away.
All right, here we go. I'm Ponch, you guys, and this is the CSZ After Party. Welcome to number 50. What are the odds that the 50th show would be on the anniversary of the 50th Super Bowl?
Oh. It was planned.
Wow.
Totally planned. And this guy looks like Ben Roethlisberger.
A little bit. Really?
Just saying.
I've heard it before.
Don't insult the man, Ponch. Jeez.
Just saying.
Yeah. Ponch. Yeah.
Hey, so tonight on the panel tonight, we have Drop the Root Beer and Run.
Hello.
Right?
Hello. Yeah, that is correct.
So introduce yourselves, please.
My name is Zach.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Matt Hatfield.
Excellent. And that's Drop the Root Beer and Run. And on our panel tonight, we have
Brad
and
Lindsay.
Now, how do you two know each other?
We're dating.
Oh. All right.
This could be a real challenge to their relationship.
Which college are you dating from?
Central Washington.
Wow. Does that college know you're dating?
I don't know if it's public.
Did you get approval from the college?
Personally, he said it's okay.
You have to speak into the microphone for us to pick this up.
The dean said it's okay.
He did.
I got straight A's ish.
Yeah. What's your major?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice. And Lindsay, yours?
Psychology.
Oh, wow. You're poor kids.
Yeah. All right.
Wow,
this is like a future episode of Law and Order SVU.
Right?
Boom, boom.
Or like a really great rom-com trailer.
Yeah.
All right.
That too.
Welcome, Brad. Welcome, Lindsay. we're gonna play the match game.
All right. Ponch, before we get started with the match game, we want to start with, even before we introduce them, I want to get started with the game of drink.
Oh.
By cherry-picked games. So let's make sure each of our panelists and contestants get a card from drink. Basically, the idea is this. If you get a card, and if somebody says or does the thing on the card, you tell them to drink. And throughout, we'll try and guess what's on your card. And if we guess that, we get to grab your card, take it out of circulation, and grab a new card. And whoever has the most cards at the end of the night wins. Of course, so far we have yet to actually count the number of cards at the end of the night, so we have no idea who's won, but it's still a lot of fun.
Wait, how many cards do I hand out, Daryl?
One to each person.
Okay.
I've already got a card myself.
Okay. All right,
and we will start.
Do I grab one myself? Sorry.
Yes, you grab one yourself.
So we should have drinks.
You should have drinks at the ready.
You shout out drink.
To whoever did it.
Can you pour me some wine?
Okay. Yeah.
I pour absolutely some wine. Can.
You are
I can be the sommelier.
You don't want to exactly pinpoint what it was because you want
to. We have a lovely Cabernet Sauvignon for you.
Could you hold my microphone, please?
Of course.
Okay,
now everybody's got their drink cards, and now let's get some introductions to introductions and where people can find you. Hey there, Zach. Where can people find you online?
They can find me on Twitter at ZachNelson27, and or they can find Drop the Root Beer and Run at Drop the Root Beer, and on Facebook as well.
All
Matt,
right.
do you want to help out?
Our group is DropTheRootBeerAndRun.com.
There we go.
Ooh, that's another place you can be found.
Yeah. Our Facebook is Facebook.com/DropTheRootBeer.
Much more specific than the answer I gave.
We have an Instagram that we never use.
Nice.
Yeah, we got like three pictures on there.
Very, very prolific.
Yeah. And Caitlin, why don't you tell us about where we can find you online?
Oh, perfect.
At sommeliers.com or?
Sommeliers.
Well, that platform is just starting up. I'm on Twitter at Caitlin Obum.
All right.
I'm also on Instagram at Caitlin Obum.
Whoa!
Clever.
I'm a creative, so.
You're one of those creative types I hear so much about.
I am a little
Caitlin,
bit.
Who runs your Instagram?
Oh, well, you know.
If you're running Comedy Sports Instagram, who's running yours? Wait, sorry.
What?
Drop the root beer and run. Sorry.
I'm ghostwriting comedy sports.
Yeah. That would be, that's an idea. Just give it to her for a week and see what she does with it.
Oof.
Oof.
No.
Instagram. Hey, where can we find you guys at other than Central Washington University?
Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
Yeah.
Lindsay with three Y's, 589.
Tinder.
Not Tinder.
Yeah.
No Tinders here.
They're already dating.
Yeah.
Oh. It'd be pretty weird if you had a joint Tinder profile.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. I feel like that's a thing, yeah.
That sounds like a good thing.
Polyamory.
That'd be called Twinder?
Twinder. All right. Well, let's get started with the old match game.
All right. Here we go.
Perfect.
Let's
all right,
do this.
Who's ready to play this? We have intro music for this?
Oh, I am so ready.
We don't have any intro music. We'll have some... No. We don't have that music. We don't have any rights to that
music
whatsoever.
Here we go. For the normal round, as it says on my notes, here's the question.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is known for commercials. Would you all agree?
Yeah.
This year, the best commercial will be an ad for... blank.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is known for commercials. This year, the best commercial will be an ad for blank.
We got one in.
And if you want to see an ad for the CSZ Seattle After Party, I suggest you figuring out a way of getting us some money. And the way to figure out how to get us some money is to follow us on Twitter or on Facebook and comment that you'd like to donate some money, and we'll figure out a way to do it. But we don't have the money to make an ad right now, but if we had some, we would make one.
Yeah, you guys really need to get an ad on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're pretty reasonable.
They're pretty reasonable price.
Yeah. They're discount rates.
Going for $500 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So the question again was, the Super Bowl is known for commercials. This year, the best commercial will be an ad for blank. Lindsay, what do you have? Since you rung in second. Lindsay says Bud Light.
That's a safe bet.
Bud Light, yeah. So,
and then
Brad, what do you have?
He's scared.
Doritos.
Doritos.
Okay.
Doritos.
Okay.
Wow, we know what happens in all Central Washington. You don't.
Bud Light and Dorito party.
Zach, what do you have?
I did Coke.
And you mean the soda?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola.
Yep.
That's not a match.
Oh.
Caitlin?
I went for Activia.
Just to clarify,
it's a yogurt.
It
is
the most famous yogurt that helps make you poop.
It's the Bud Light of yogurts.
I feel like
Activia, the Bud Light of yogurts.
Why didn't they use that as their campaign slogan?
Right? Matt Hatfield.
I have anything but GoDaddy.com.
Oh, so that's kind of
a
match.
That could be anything.
No.
Wait. We've got one more contestant that's come in late. His name is Tim. He happens to be a partner of Josh Ballard Boys. He says...
Just
got
shouting frogs from the rafters.
Have you ever seen an ad about frogs?
The Bud. Yep.
They're the Bud Light of amphibians.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say zero matches.
Zero matches. That is correct. That is correct. I will not approve of any match points yet.
Does everybody know what their drink card says?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
I do.
I've probably missed a couple chances there to say drink of mine.
Same here.
So
be
on the ready. Anyways.
All right.
All right.
Next question up. Question number two, that would be, or B.
The second one.
Yep.
The second one.
Okay, cool.
Here's
part
the question.
Two.
After finding a wardrobe door to Narnia.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Pharma bro. That would be pharma.
Pharma.
As in pharmaceutical.
Pharmaceuticals,
dude.
Yep. All right.
Bro. Martin.
Screlly.
Screlly. Yeah.
Decided to blank. Could I screw that question up any harder?
Yeah, come on. One more time.
After finding a wardrobe door to Narnia, I'm going to let Daryl finish the rest of the
After
question.
Finding a wardrobe door to Narnia, pharma bro Martin Screlly decided to blank. I'll say it again, just so you can hear it twice, done correctly.
Thank you.
After finding a wardrobe door... Oh, jeez.
Yeah! I don't feel so bad. Welcome
After
to my bro.
After finding a wardrobe door to Narnia, pharma bro Martin Screlly decided to blank. And if you want to do something silly that causes you to basically make fun of yourself before you even talk, you should learn about improv. Check out our Wednesday improv jams here at Seattle Comedy Group.
Great.
Check out SeattleComedyGroup.com for more information.
That's right. Cool. I'm not even going to try to read this question again because I think we went through it about half a dozen times already.
I think.
So let's start with Brad now. Brad says sleep.
It's okay, Brad, if you want to use a microphone.
To sleep.
I wanted to sleep.
Is that me personally? Is that what's happening?
Just,
okay.
Just you have to say the word. That's all.
Sleep. I want to sleep.
Yeah.
Say it again.
All right. Lindsay, let's see what you have. Speak into the microphone. What do you have?
Run ... question mark.
All right. Yeah. Do I have to put the ... question mark? Or
I'm going to go.
Hold on.
We need to get
four
Tim.
Of us hosting this show tonight. And I'm gonna refer to Caitlin right now. That's the way I like to do it.
Well, hey, what about Tim's answer?
We'll get to Tim.
We'll get to Tim.
Tim's trying to match himself. Yeah, yeah.
Should I go? I'm having trouble
reading
the anarchy.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I'm getting the idea this might be a bit of a deep cut, given the matches available, but I said drastically increase the price of Turkish Delight.
Ooh.
Yep.
That is a great, great deep cut. Great deep cut. Well-read deep cut.
I appreciate that.
Matt Hatfield.
I went with a charge admission.
He kept it simple. Kept it light.
Pretty obvious.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Now let's go ahead and let's jump over here to Zach.
All right. I said pop his collar.
Pop his collar. Yeah.
Dude, that's a good answer. That's a very good answer.
Strong it's a safe bet.
Yeah. Let's just for giggles and stuff, let's see what Tim said. Who the F is Narnia?
So Narnia is a place.
Yeah.
It's a place. Yeah. No,
Narnia is that guy down there by the Ballard Trader Joe's that says will work for work.
All right, so there's no points. Yeah. No points once
zero
again.
Zero points. Once again, we have 0 points. Yeah. Thank God we've gotten to the third question. Hey, everybody, drink. Hey.
Oh. I have to remember my card. I swear I'm missing lots of opportunities.
It tastes like wine.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, winey. That Chateau Saint Michel wine was brought to you tonight by me. I was at a auction earlier this evening, and there was free bottles of wine.
Well, brag.
It was a really nice auction.
I absconded with one.
Yeah, it's cool.
Under my
jacket. You just took a bottle of wine.
I did. Okay, question number 3.
And as per usual, this one has to do with somebody on the panel.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Zach once had a running improv gag with host Daryl. I remember this.
I can answer the correct thing to this because I immediately know what it is.
The gag, or the bit, had them playing a pair of competing blank.
If you want to see some improvisational competition, you should come out and check out Seattle's Best Improv at CSZ Seattle. That way you can see comedy sports. Yeah, comedy sports, where you get to see competition that is improvised.
I love that song so much.
This is the 50th episode of that song. Yeah. I'm just going to say that a lot. This
50,
is the 50th 50 episode.
50 years, Daryl. You're 50, amazing.
50 years. I'm 50 not even 50 years,
years
old.
To 50
wow.
more.
Yeah. let's all drink to
what
50
is the
years.
Gift for 50th anniversary?
I think it's a gold dolphin.
Is it free wine?
It's free wine from an auction. School auction, yes. So, Zach once had a running improv gag with host Daryl. This gag had them playing a pair of competing blanks.
I
Let's
feel
go
like
with Lindsay tonight.
I said twins.
Ooh, oh, that's so close.
That
probably better
came
than
to mind.
Yeah, and then Brad says,
I said banjos.
Ooh,
yeah.
Competing banjos.
Solid. Competing banjos.
Yeah,
it is.
That's...
Well, that was dueling banjos.
That is a thing.
I
All right. So let's go ahead and start with Tim. Wait, Tim's gone. What happened?
Tim disappeared. He went through the wardrobe to Narnia. Now that he knows what it is,
actually.
Well, then we'll have to. We'll start with Matt Hatfield. We'll work our way backwards.
I heard complete and not compete, so I wrote Perfect Strangers.
Oh. Competing, not
perfect strangers.
Yeah. I've learned that now.
Look up Balki Bartokomis and find out more.
A terrible show.
Competing perfect
Caitlin.
Strangers.
I said elite gymnasts.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
These are all good ideas we should have started doing. Rather than beating the dead horse that was this idea that we...
So we had David Gordon immediately fill in for Tim. Oh.
So, no, it's fine. I wrote an answer anyway.
Oh, what's your answer?
True lies.
True lies.
Yeah.
Without hearing the question,
always a good,
Gordon
the truest
comes up
of
with
answers.
True lies. And
that was Tim's answer.
And now, to fill us in with the real answer.
Magicians.
Damn it, that's a good one.
Tell us about it.
Do you want me to talk about an improv bit that I had with Daryl?
No.
Oh, okay. It was a fun thing that we did. It was like we were, yeah. I feel weird talking about this because it's like talking about an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Like
drink.
Oh wow.
No, really, drink.
I did.
I was talking to Ponch because he was just making. Sounds.
As I was hoisting my glass of free wine to my lips. All right,
Hey,
Daryl, can we get a recap on the score?
The score right now, let me just check and carry the one, and let's see. To the math, the square root of... It's 0-0 right now.
0-0, wow.
As we go into the lightning round, which...
Here we go, lightning round. This is where you guys now the points double in this round, right? So you can
what's zero times two?
It's still zero.
Yeah, still
zero. Actually, zero. Yeah.
The points are still single right now.
They are going to Western Washington, folks.
This is like the Super Bowl.
Central, Western, whatever. Anything past Bellevue.
Central Washington Wildcats, please.
Yeah.
Hey. I just want to say something. The lightning round, this is when we have the sexy music now. Because when I think about something that doesn't happen much in Seattle, I think about my sex life. All right.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Oh, drink. Sorry.
Drink.
Drink. Okay.
Drink. What? Are we all drinking? No, just Daryl or...
How has the rules been working so far?
I don't know.
They're working well. Are we ready for the
lightning
round?
We're ready for the lightning round. Let's go.
Lightning round. Lightning round number one.
Number one.
Very simple. Just one word and one blank.
Blank run.
Blank run?
Fill in the blank. Run. Blank run.
And I would like to remind the audience that tonight we have a wonderful guest, three members of a great sketch group. I'm forgetting their name right now, but for this question, remember, it's blank run.
Garbage. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so the lightning round question is blank run.
Uh-huh.
Brad, what do you have? Father, run. Uh-huh.
Father, run.
Like Father,
run. DMC.
Yeah, that show from the 60s. He left his kids and a lurch and his wife. And then they formed a band and got a really cool bus and sang around the country.
Okay.
Father, run.
Okay.
Lindsay. Forest, run.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's
a logical thing.
If it was run blank... Make a little more sense.
Yeah, but I work with what I have. I know. I'm coming.
They,
Tim?
I had like 1 second to like make my answer set. Like,
D.
Literally was like letter D.
Yep.
D.
D run. D run.
D run.
D for D. I don't know what D's for.
D run.
D run.
Well, like, if let's you had with, run DMC, but it wasn't run blank, so I guess we weren't there.
Zach, what do you have there?
Chicken.
Chicken run. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
No,
Caitlin, do you have a match?
I also have chicken.
No. Yay!
That Matt wonderful Mel Gibson vehicle chicken run.
This is why we're in a sketch group together.
And then we have Matt.
One letter. I have Logan's run.
I'm very happy. I was going to be worried if nobody got Logan's run. I was also looking for Cannonball Run. Yeah. But more than anything, I was thinking drop the root beer end.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's super embarrassing.
Yeah, we definitely should have done drop the root beer end.
My answer
and
was
run.
Grandmother,
I
run.
Drop the.
All right.
The score is still 0-0.
Come on, you guys.
We
can
change this.
Yeah. I have faith.
Wait, do we get points because we matched?
No, you get 8,000 nonsense giraffe points.
You get to drink.
All
right, lightning round question number two.
Okay.
Drop blank.
Okay.
Let's get some sexy music going.
Blank, there you go.
You know, it might seem like every time we have the lightning round that I drop a fat beat. But it's really just sexy music because it's the lightning round.
Yeah.
And sexy Bad. Is as lightning Bad. Round.
Hey, you guys are going to get some really cool prizes tonight.
Like t-shirts?
Probably not t-shirts.
Oh, I really want
to ship.
Free show to the next adult show?
Hold on. That's the end of the sexy
Too many questions
let's
all
get
at
back
once.
To the game. Okay, so the question was drop blank. Drop Lindsay, can we see what you have there? Speaking to the microphone.
Drop blank, and I put... It like it's hot.
Drop it,
it like it's hot.
Yeah. Nice.
It like it's
You've been listening to Snoop Dogg.
Like
yeah,
hot.
Yeah. Brad, speak into the microphone.
The ball.
Drop the ball. Drop
like
the ball.
New Year's Eve, New York,
may,
the ball.
We may have a match
sure.
coming
wah,
up here.
Wah, wah.
Zach, what do you have?
The... Oh. Are you gonna take Tim's?
I'll get to Tim's.
All right. The root beer and run.
Oh, that's the name of the sketch group on the stage tonight.
Maybe we should change it.
Caitlin?
Da-da!
The root beer and run!
I figured out the game.
And I wrote drop there. Sometimes I really work hard to make it so during the lightning round, points are earned. And I try and put in little clues here and there.
Yeah.
I feel like obviously I didn't put in enough.
Let's just see what Tim has.
Did you put it because you've been here?
I said the root beer.
You know. Oh.
Judges, do we get? Are we getting?
He's using the run from the last round.
Sorry.
I say it counts.
Sorry, Tim.
Tim.
It says it counts. I'm counting it.
Tim gets a point. I'm just gonna say Tim gets a point.
We'll give Tim a smudge.
He gets a elemental ghost point.
There you go.
That's what he gets.
That's even cooler than a point. So
all right. Now's the time, ladies and gentlemen.
We only have two questions left, and you guys are doing terrible.
That's one less. We have three.
You guys are doing terrible.
That's one less.
We have three.
It's probably us.
No, when I say you guys, I mean the collective.
Right.
Yeah, it's the royal week.
All I can do is host this thing.
That's fair.
I'm just trying to keep the wheels on the road. Fourth lightning round question. As far as lightning
round,
is this taking a very long time?
This is how the lightning round
Seems
always
like
goes.
Yeah.
And let's try the third line.
Oh, hey, Brad called it.
Drink. Let's try the third line.
Why?
Since we haven't done the third one.
Oh. It just feels like we've gone that far.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo-woo.
Third line is blank line. Blank line, L-I-N-E, blank line.
Have I got a line for you? It's the line that you're going to cross from 0 to 1 point. If you can figure out something that matches. Paunch, being the fine host that he is in no way... whispering to our contestants
not
things that he thinks could be the answer.
Not influencing.
Not at all.
Like, what's the best answer for me to give here? Like,
Like, come on, inside track.
Or I'm just saying, like, drum?
Oh, yeah?
I would say drum. Uh-huh. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody wants, like, a drum?
Yeah.
Like
the Nick Cannon vehicle?
Yeah, exactly.
Drum would be good.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
But then again, hey, the music's over.
Hey, wow, welcome we're back.
Welcome back. Commercials are done. So, lightning round number three, it's blank line. Lindsay, what do you have?
Long line.
Oh.
Long line. And then Brad says drop. Drop.
Drop Brad, line.
I really have, I have little faith in
that. We didn't work on the same way.
No.
Hey, we don't know
close,
yet. We don't know
but
yet.
Not there, close.
There
so let's
people.
Go ahead. Let's start with Caitlin.
I said walk the...
Ooh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little River Phoenix reference there.
Joaquin. I think you're Joaquin.
Oh, right.
Not yeah, long Phoenix.
Wrong Phoenix.
Rest in peace.
Classic.
By the time Walk the Line came out, River Phoenix was well past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tim, what do you got?
I started like erasing it. I thought you forgot about me. I said Daryl's line.
What?
Walk the Dead?
Oh yeah, yeah. Daryl's line from Walking Dead. Yeah. let's all applaud Tim with that one.
Woo!
Matt, what do you got?
No.
We're not making fun of you, as far as you know.
Mm-mm.
Matt, what do you have?
Hey, Ponch, drink.
Yes. Drink. Oh.
Oh.
Just Ponch, but the rest of you can drink if you want.
Ooh, your mom definitely drinks. Misapprehended the rules.
Yeah,
Matt Hatfield, what do you have?
Thin Red Line.
Ooh,
thin
love it.
Motion
yeah.
picture.
Solid movie.
So good. And then Zach?
I put Drumline.
Drumline.
Oh.
I had the first two names.
Yeah, but that doesn't count for the whole word.
Yeah.
You guys are close, so you can do that.
All right.
Okay.
We're moving into the thunder and lightning, super thunder lightning.
Yeah, these
round.
Are
a little bit of frightening rounds.
We're going to fire these off quick, you guys.
Okay,
next one is sketch blank. Oh, wait, you need another beer? Oh, you need another pen. We got
While
you.
We're looking for another pen for our contestants, who if they might do better if they can't write anything down. However, we've got sketch blank because we have a group that does some form of comedy. I can't remember which type. I know some of them used to be improvisers. Some of them have even tried stand-up. But they do some other type of comedy as well. Anybody's listening, I might be giving hints.
All right. Brad, did you get a pin?
I did.
Did Lindsay cough up the pen?
No,
or is she just busy?
I got a really hard to see pen.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Hard to see pen.
Hard to see pen is
that's
good.
The name of it.
Brad, what do you have?
Can you read it?
Artist. It looks like artist.
It's artist.
Sketch artist.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Did you
God,
say
I was.
Yeah, he said good.
Lindsay, what do you have?
Me like one of your French girls.
She wins. She wins.
That is not what she had 30 seconds ago.
This is the most unbelievable round.
I don't think we've ever gone this long without a point.
Never happened. Never ever. Like there's like legitimately no cheating. It's hard, and I'm like trying to cheat.
I'm gonna try really hard to cheat on this next one,
yeah.
And I hope people pay attention to me because I should have just said. Hey, this group does sketch comedy.
Right?
Wait, we haven't shown our answers yet.
Yeah. I know.
We may not have even gotten this right.
Okay. I may not have gotten this right, but let's...
Zach, what do you have for sketch blank?
I had comedy, question
Caitlin,
mark.
Caitlin, what do you have for sketch blank?
I also have comedy.
Matt, what do you have for sketch blank?
I wrote comedy.
No. I mean...
And then later.
Not even once.
Just to see if Tim could pull this off. Tim, what do you got?
I said Point Break.
Sketch Point Break.
Point Break's awesome, right?
Yeah, Point Blank. All right.
Oh, great. All right, all the editing that Daryl will have to do tomorrow to get Tim out of the podcast. All right.
All right. We may revert to, do you know your names?
Okay. Last
I
one.
I do.
Last question.
I
last
do.
Last question. In the lightning round, and if we need to, we're going to go to sudden death.
Which could take all night.
Which,
Double lightning.
Here we go. Last one. You guys, come on, pull this off. Blank party. I'm just messing with you. Blank party. Blank party.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us on the CSZ Seattle After Party when we are playing the match game for the first time in the After Party's history. We have 0 points scored up to the last one. So this is the last round of the match game for the CSZ Seattle After Party.
We can do this. We can do this. All right. I'm so... I don't even know what the emotion is I'm feeling at the moment. I kind of feel like doing this one backwards, Daryl, and not seeing what the contestants came up with and just going to the panel first.
Yep.
Let's do it that way.
Let's try it. All right, Tim, what do you have?
You're a contest panelist.
Yeah, you're
a contest panelist.
Smarty Farty Party.
Sweet.
Blank.
I don't know.
I think that's a Sublime song.
Hey. Matt Hatfield, what do you have for blank party?
I have naked party.
Naked party.
Ooh. That is so Matt Hatfield.
Yeah. That's pretty so Matt Hatfield.
Very on brand. Very on brand, yeah.
I know what Matt wants. He's like, he knows naked.
Caitlin, what do you have?
I wrote after.
Ooh.
Wow.
Because of all the hints.
Yeah, this is cool. Yeah. I love it that we don't know what the contestants have.
I do.
Yeah, right? Kind of cool. Zach?
I put Lake Party. Shout out to the sketch group Lake Party.
Yeah, really? Shout out to Sketch Party.
Really? That was an accident.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Brad, what do you got there, buddy?
Naked party?
A lake naked party! Brad gets 0 points! Yay! Lindsay, what do you have?
This goes back to my childhood.
Uh-huh.
We were
all thinking of her childhood.
This goes back to my childhood, having a beach house and all that. So I put lake party.
Yeah. Whoa!
And with that, in no way cheating round, we have our winner.
We have a winner. Woo!
Our winner is Lindsay. And as soon as we figure out where they are, she will go home with 4 free passes back to any CSZ Seattle show.
And I am going to crown them.
As second place prize, Brad, you win what's called our bar prize, which is any drink from the bar you're legally able to drink, and any candy bar from the bar.
Ooh,
so
Brad, not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
You get a drink and a candy. Not panties.
Drink!
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you guys do.
Drink?
In the
We've got
dorms.
A regular James Joyce over here.
Drink.
But for being our contestants tonight,
drink.
I have
drink.
Two green disco ball necklaces. Right?
Yeah.
And,
all right.
And I confiscated these from small children at the auction earlier this evening.
How many children did you have? Did you take the candy from children as well?
I let them keep the candy, but I knocked them down and ripped these off their necks. Because these come apart really easily. So please, come up and receive your rewards.
Both of us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want you to go home empty-handed or feel bad. There you go, Brad.
Thank you, good sir.
This is just like the end of Star Wars.
Oh, man.
She's never seen it.
No.
How dare you?
Where's Star Wars?
Oh, I did not intend for that. I look like a shill.
Okay.
Wow, you guys were awesome.
Paunch,
yes.
If you will bring us into the conversation section, I'm going to look for Lindsay's prize, which is not back here where I normally have them.
All right, sounds great.
So if you get the conversation, which is a conversation anybody can join, even the contestants can join our panelists talking with our panelists.
Cool. So tonight we have with us Drop the Root Beer and Run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just throw some questions out there, and you guys can answer in any order. I don't think any of you is really Is there a leader? Is there somebody in charge?
No, oh, Zach, yeah, that's me.
Zach is sitting the closest to me. Matt is sitting the farthest away. And so I just
And I have a natural charisma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll say.
Well, there's that.
I'll say. Let's see. How did you guys get started? Where did you meet? How did this all come about? What is Drop the Root Beer and Run?
Much like the, oh, did you guys meet in college?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I was about to say, much like the contestants, we met in college.
Yep.
But then I wasn't sure of myself.
Yeah.
The charisma faltered.
Yeah, we all met in college, and we were part of a sketch comedy group at the Evergreen State College.
Evergreen State College.
The Evergreen State College.
Cool, cool.
Yep.
And you guys were all in theater class. You guys were all in geometry.
This was like an electoral sort of like after school sort of thing.
I think you after school. We weren't like 12. That needs to be said.
Sure,
also,
depends
I think
on the day.
You had elective electoral sounds like we're making decisions for the electorate.
I mean, aren't we?
Yes. Yeah, it was like a
student group.
A
well, let me wait. Okay,
an extra student group.
So you guys met at Evergreen.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So
Evergreen State College.
Evergreen State College.
In Olympia.
In
Olympia.
Yeah. So who was the driving force? Like who saw who first? Like from across the room or across? You know. Yeah. Who saw the potential? Who was it that said like, hey? I think you're kind of funny in a funny way. Yeah, I like that.
I think
it's super complicated.
Yeah,
yeah. We were all in a group together, and then after I graduated, I started a group.
And I.
And Caitlin. Caitlin and I graduated the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Which was?
2010.
Nice.
Yep, was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, babies.
Oh, in some eyes.
We're grown-ups.
How big a baby?
Yeah,
pretty big. They were
so
they were very big,
Matt?
Big babies.
Us and a gentleman named Corbin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Corbin Smith.
Another guy who disappeared off the map named David Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Started an improv group called Drop the Root Beer and Run.
Initially, we were afraid it was too anti-root beer, so we considered being Root Beer Harvest. But
it didn't stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did improv at this little dive bar in Olympia. And it was something. It happened.
Yep.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
It is certainly in history.
Yeah. and along that road, Corbin left. Matt Olson, who also went to college with us, took his place.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Murphy disappeared. We moved to Seattle, where we rejoined with Zach. And Bailey joined us, and we stopped doing improv because we weren't pulling it off.
Yep.
And we did sketch, and we were awesome at it. And so we still do it.
So you said you stopped doing improv.
Yeah.
And focused more on sketch.
Yeah.
What's the reasoning behind that?
Our improv shows were objectively like tire fires. That was like, we had some just super, like, there was like maybe one or two shows that went okay, but I think, like, okay, maybe one show that went okay.
No, come on. Because I've seen you guys do improv before.
No, that's the weird thing. We're all great improvisers individually.
Yeah.
But something about the four of us together just wasn't clicking.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
But since Caitlin and Matt Olson now have a duo,
mm-hmm.
Romp House, which is great.
Yeah. Aww,
thank you.
Zach and I have performed in several groups since that have been great.
Yeah.
So I think Matt Olson, we've rooted out, was the weak link in the improv chain.
Where's Matt Olson this evening?
He's doing
some improv somewhere?
No, he's in bed because he's got to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah, he's got to work super early.
He's gainfully employed like a dummy.
I wish I thought that was funny.
Punch, drink.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyways.
Somebody filled this dead air.
Drink.
Done.
Hey, Tim, I just want to remind you to remember that this is a PG-13 podcast.
Yeah.
And all the times you've been cursing so far, I have to edit it out.
It's all good.
I don't really appreciate it.
All right, so back to Drop the Root Beer and Run.
Yes.
When you guys are coming up with a sketch, I guess, how do you come up with a sketch? I've never written sketch. I've never done sketch. What's the drive behind it? How do you formulate an idea and expand on it? You guys just sit around, play a little bit of the drink game, maybe a little bit of match game and see what happens.
Maybe that would work for actually, I don't know. We should try that for generated material.
Drinking games?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, yeah, fair enough, yeah.
A lot of it just comes from, like, out of nowhere, people come out of their rooms blearily and they go, yeah, read it.
Yeah. We mostly, like, write individually and then we'll bring the sketch to the group. Mm-hmm. So it's just a weird sentence that pops into our head, or sometimes it's us just riffing on a dumb thing. Space Bear, for example.
Oh, I love Space Bear. I'm so glad you brought up Space Bear.
Space Bear, for those who don't know, is a song that we do. That's about a bear that goes into space and dies because he didn't have a protective spacesuit. He's just a bear on alone in space.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Self-explanatory, so, yeah.
It's a song that we
do. Stands to reason.
It's kind of popular, but...
Can you give us just a little bit of Space Bear? Even though we don't have a guitar.
Space Bear floating out there in space.
Space Bear. I never sung it. I just moved the bear.
Yeah.
You were swaying just a little bit, so that really.
On space.
I don't.
Yep.
I always do backup.
Yeah. I think
Olsen's the lead on that one.
You've really got what you've got here is all like the rhythm guitarist and the backing vocals for like.
Sometimes I play tambourine.
So we've got the karaoke version of Space Bear.
Yeah, pretty much
is what we've got.
Yep.
But that was us in our kitchen.
Yeah.
And we had that bear from another sketch, and I was just floating it around, and Matt Olson started singing it, and Zach started throwing in words, and like, we're going to write this down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we should get Caitlin, someone who can actually sing into
no,
this.
No, actually. we recently recorded it so that we can put it out there to listen to anytime, because a lot of people asked if they could do that because they would be still singing it 3 months later and really mad at us. And we were like, all recorded our parts separately, and when I was recording mine, Olsen was like, I didn't realize you were doing harmony ever. And I was like, yeah. So it happens. So... That wasn't.
How often have you guys stumbled across a gem like that? That people like I know it's like I was trying to describe to my girlfriend today, like this bit, this sketch, Space Bear, and she's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, you have to really witness it and, you know, be part of it to get it. I think I saw it like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's an
oldie. It was so remarkable. Yeah. And it's just stuck with me. Right? So how many of those do you guys?
I feel like maybe at least once a year that will
really
Yeah.
The weirder ones. Sesame Street is a good example.
We did.
Which is one we can't describe it.
Yes.
We could try.
Yeah. It's
but you're not gonna get any
sense. The premise is that we wrote Sesame Street. We introduced them, we're like, we wrote down exactly what happened in the first ever episode of Sesame Street. And then that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Sesame Street adjacent, but it's not Sesame.
It's like Sesame Street a block over.
That's as close as I can get.
Yeah, like first in Sesame, but yours is like third in Sesame.
Yeah, it's a it's a surrealist. It's weird
melee.
Yeah.
I didn't actually. While we were performing it, I kind of like when we were rehearsing it, I sort of forgot that it was supposed to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day of, I was like, "Is this funny?" And then we got on stage, and we were in front of the audience. And I was like, "Oh no, it is!" And I'd never had trouble with like not breaking during it, but immediately I was like, "By your lip, this is gonna be bad."
Yeah.
And so yeah, I think also it's like weird because the audience reaction becomes a really big part of whether or not. It's one of those.
Sure, sure. How often? How many times a year do you guys perform? A month?
One full length show a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is typically an hour. And then throughout the year, we're doing festivals or opening for other groups or just doing small. We're always at Sketchfest, which is in September, and Sketch Month, which is in May.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the next time we can see you guys?
No.
Like, what do you guys have coming up? Like,
oh, next what a great transition, oh, wow. Ponch, into seeing when they can see them next.
Yeah.
Our next full-length show is in March.
Mm-hmm.
Where would that be?
At the Pocket Theater mm-hmm. in Greenwood.
It's called Crime Time.
It's Crime Time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little more?
It's about several. It's
about so many
multiple crimes.
All of the time.
This is in March?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
March?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great. It's got like kind of like there's like sort of pieces of like police procedurals in it and like film noir, and it's very fun.
How long did it take you guys to put this one together?
2 months. We're still working out. We just figured out the sketches that we're gonna put in.
Yeah.
No, it's also fun. It's
play like.
Yeah.
There's a framing device to it that definitely has an arc.
Yeah. And then the sketches are sort of like the whole idea is that the sketches are case files in the precinct.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've watched a lot of police dramas. Is it more like CSI or Barney Miller or Hill Street Blues or Dragnet. What is it like?
Monk or Chips.
Monk or Chip Chips? Yeah. What style? What style are we going with?
Telly Savalas.
I want to say it's fairly
the
like...
The Equalizer. I don't know.
I would say it's more along the lines of like Law and Order or Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
In that they're like specific types of... Right?
Yeah, it's more the... We take a lot of general cop tropes.
Yeah.
And kind of try to twist them.
Movies as much as TV.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop is probably thrown in there a little bit too.
Sweet. So Eddie Murphy's going to be there.
I mean, I'm not going to say that, but just between you and
it could happen.
It could happen.
Wow. That's
great.
Sweet.
Did you get him to sign something for me? Because I'm not going to show up at your guys' show.
gosh, I had a question there, but I totally forgot.
March 19th and 26th.
There you go.
March 19th and the 26th at the Pocket Theater.
Yeah. Pocket Theater.
Check out the website, thepocket.org.
Okay.
And get your tickets. It's cheaper online than it is at the door.
That's
sounds
right.
Great.
Something like $10 online and
exactly.
$14 at the
$10
door.
Online, $14 at the door.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. What do your parents think of you guys doing this?
Generally approving.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Zach's
for the most
parents
part.
Are at every show because
yep.
they love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Fun fact, we actually did a show once just for my parents and a family friend.
Oh, you guys have awesome parents.
Yeah.
Totally gets this.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim knows from experience that parents don't always show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tim's parents changed the locks on the door and then moved.
A regular Peter Pan.
Now, I want to say something that may or may not be clear to people who are listening at home, because this is dealing with times before there was even an episode one of the podcast. Yes.
What?
Is
when
that,
was such a time?
50 years ago.
50 years ago, because we only do one podcast a year.
Every year. It's the Brigadoon of podcasts.
It emerges from the mist.
And there are guests, and then it's gone.
Yeah,
Jake's back into the mountains.
50th anniversary.
Where the dwarves play nine pins.
What?
No.
We saw different productions of Brigadoon. Yes.
Oh, I was going like Rip Van Winkle.
We've
gone way off.
Anyway, I wasn't where Daryl was leading.
He was going to tell a story.
I was like on the edge of my seat, and everybody just starts ripping.
Hey, Daryl, why don't you go ahead and finish what you were going to say there?
Two of the people up on stage, I mean, all three of them have done improv, but two of them were at one time or another CSZ players, and we just got new CSZ players who will be starting soon. So I was wondering if any of you have advice for people coming. Now, granted, Zach, I know that you ever actually played a show.
Zach,
my advice for them is gonna stay in it for a week and then leave.
Zach auditioned, he got in, and the first rehearsal, He gathered everybody around in a circle. This is the first rehearsal, so some people haven't even met him yet. Gathers everybody around in a circle, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. Thanks for having me, but I don't think I'm going to do it.
And so Zach was
at Comedy Nelson Sports for like special.
Was that at the beginning of rehearsal or practice?
Practice.
I like to. Yeah, I like to create a pall over proceedings before anything generally joyful starts.
Well, I gotta say, you bowing out of Comedy Sports opened up a spot that they plugged me in.
That's so true!
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I realized that there was someone better waiting in the wings. And
unfortunately, they stuck punching instead.
That's because I killed him, and he's still there in the wings. I hope his parents don't miss him.
They don't.
Anyway, no, it was a happy thing that.
It was a happy thing
when I finally said,
like, yeah, that I finally sports. Killed a man.
I'm tired of Comedy Sports. This whole week has been just pure unadulterated.
I'd like to see if Lindsay or Brad may have a question for our panel.
Oh man,
anything there, you guys?
Oh, no. What would it take for me to be on the Comedy Sports?
Well.
I don't know if he can handle the answer.
It's actually really simple. Yeah. Somewhat serious here is every Wednesday here at this theater, Comedy Sports mm-hmm. Theater, we hold an open jam session. Okay? So you can come in, and it starts at 8 o'clock. It goes till 10 o'clock. All experience levels, novice, beginner, never done it before, all the way up to people who've done it for many, many years, show up, hang out, do some improv. A lot of people try new stuff, just like working on bits. Right. Not even really bits, just like trying new stuff, right? Getting their feet under them. And then if you see that you like it, we offer a lot of classes. There's a 101, there's a 201. Then
there's even a 301 if you throw people like to count.
Then you can have, and then we just had an audition, and we brought in, I think, 7 new cast members.
Yeah, we usually do an audition a year.
Yeah.
And but before auditions, there's a lot of people who've gone through the program who go into our rec league, and they will perform with us once in a while as well,
yeah.
Especially on our Sunday matinees.
It's really cool to come in on a Wednesday just to kind of get your feet wet and see what it's all about. And like I said, there's a lot of people that come in that have never done it before. And more...
You should have seen Ponch when he started. Oh, my goodness.
Killed it. Killed it.
He was like killing it right out of the box.
Destroyed the place, right? Now I'm just like...
Then we had to rebuild it, and then improv could be done there again.
That's why we're not allowed at the Fremont Abbey.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys
exactly.
really show up on a Wednesday and check it out. It's $10 every Wednesday, unless there's a holiday, like a Wednesday holiday.
Wednesday day.
Yeah, Wednesday day. Yeah, you know.
Like President's Day.
Yeah.
That's not a lie. I
have a question for the root beer gang.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh man, this is so, guys, we need a name change right now.
Do you guys the root beer have gang. Other jobs besides, you know, being the root beer gang?
Yeah.
Yep.
This don't pay.
Yeah.
So what are they?
I work over as a kind of, my official title is a patient services specialist. And I'm like, but I work as front desk staff at General Internal Medicine over at the University of Washington.
Okay.
So come up to the third floor over at Roosevelt and say hi.
All right. Nope.
I do videography for international programs at a community college. And
which
I also,
community college?
Green River Community College.
Mm.
And I also am a licensed massage therapist.
Right.
Yeah,
A masseuse.
Nope. Not that one.
Nope, not that word. Okay.
I don't actually care, but in massage school they're like, don't let anyone ever call you a masseuse.
What's the difference? I didn't know there was a difference.
It's literally just connotation. Like, oh, okay. When you say masseuse, people go, uh-huh. And when you say massage therapist, people go, oh, my calf hurts. It's just two very different
things. Right, masseuse, they say, wait a minute, you're not Chinese.
What?
Am I going to get a happy ending with this?
Yeah, those jokes happen.
Right, yeah.
And then you just go, no.
Jeez.
No.
That'll be another $50.
She's high class.
Yeah. Matt, what do you
got going on? This is a whole bunch of drinks.
Oh, yeah.
If I may.
A whole bunch of drink.
whole bunch of drink.
My answer is a little more complicated. So I was a preschool teacher for a while.
Yep.
And I left because it was like, I'm going to pursue comedy full time. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of doing that. I started a website, seattlecomedy.org.
Yep,
which
yep.
has all of the Seattle comedy on it.
Nice.
On one neat little website.
On one, that's our thing. One neat, so
easy
write
to visit,
that down, seattlecomedy.org.
So is that seattlecomedy.org?
Seattlecomedy.org.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Seattlecomedygroup.com. They're different.
Gotcha, yeah.
Different things.
But I do that. I work at the Pocket Theater a lot. I do a lot of freelance graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
I just do things so I can pay rent and eat.
Yep.
Excellent. Yeah. Like most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet.
Everyone's got to eat.
Tim, what do you do?
I'm a mailman.
He's a postman.
You're a postal worker, postal employee. Yeah. Union job.
He nice. Only rings once.
Yeah. Lindsay, what do you do for work?
I am a headhunter.
Oh.
God, that sounds terrible. Did you see The Revenant?
I think she means like she tries to find people
find
to
people
do
jobs,
work
that
and
of
stuff.
It makes me The Revenant makes me want chapstick. Side note.
Yes. Oh right? Yeah.
I've only seen the commercials and I already know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was just like that Leonardo DiCaprio needs chapstick real bad.
Somebody get him a glass.
You're like,
of water.
I'm going to see The Revenant, but first I got to stop by 7-Eleven and buy some chapstick.
Yeah, yeah. Like 7-Eleven is selling out on chapstick before people go see The Revenant.
That
yeah.
would be my worst problem if I was that character.
It's like,
my lips are so dry.
Actively getting mauled by a bear, just going like, oh my goodness.
Oh goodness, oh the bear's mauling me, but my lips are so dry.
Where's my Eos egg?
I need some Caramex.
I'm gonna crawl out of this ditch and kill this bear and then burn that fat for chapstick.
Render lard from the lips.
Brad, what do you do?
I'm a boiler operator.
What do you say?
A boiler operator.
Boiler?
I'm sorry.
He operates a boiler.
Oh, a boiler
like
operator.
Like at a paper mill.
I'm sorry. I'm like, ooh. This is not a joke. I'm hard of hearing. So, yeah.
He listens to machinery all day that's way too loud.
Totally. And screaming children. Anyway, where are we at, Daryl?
I don't know where you're at.
But we are
right about at 1 o'clock. So now is a good time to start wrapping things up.
All right.
And here's how we wrap things up here on the after party, which
I don't know why
nobody got that one. Still, we do what's called what do we do? Misattributed quotes.
Yes.
I keep using that word, and yet I still haven't figured it out. But we do misattributed quotes, which is a thing where we take a song quote, a famous quote from history, or a famous quote from a movie or TV show or something like that, and then attribute it to somebody else saying it for comedic value. So while I am talking about our upcoming guests and episodes and what people can do to follow us online, why don't you think about some misattributed quotes there? Okay, let's see if I can get my music going here. All right, upcoming guests on the CSZ Seattle After Party. February 13th, members of the local rock band Windowpane will be here to talk about their new self-titled album that they kickstarted with all of their fans. February 20th is the end of the Seattle Festival of Improv Theater, or SFIT, so we won't be having an episode, but find out who is performing and buy tickets at seattleimprov.com. That's another similar website, by the way, seattleimprov.com. CSD Seattle has new players, so February 27th, we'll have a few of them on so you can meet them. All right, I'd just like to remind you all to listen, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes. We can also be found on Stitcher Radio and Podomatic.com. Send your comments, questions, and possible match game sentences to fanmail@csdseattleafterparty.com. That's fanmail@csdseattleafterparty.com. You can follow us on Twitter at @CSZSEApodcast. Like us on Facebook. We're also on Tumblr, Instagram, and Google Plus. Though we don't do much on them, but you can follow us there anyways.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, misattributed quotes. Paunch.
Oh, let's start with Matt.
Okay, let's start with Matt.
Are you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm ready, yes.
Go ahead, Matt.
Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break. That was Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush. I remember that. That's what got George Bush Sr. into the White House.
Yep. Caitlin.
I have chosen my favorite quote, which is, "The only way out is through," as memorably spoken by the chestburster from Alien.
Yes, the chestburster through Alien, yes.
I also would have accepted Monica Lewinsky for that one.
Oh, she got a...
I'm going to have to bring that around.
A bachelor type.
Zach, what do you have?
I had rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, as spoken in The Revenant by Leonardo DiCaprio to Tom Hardy. Fun joke for people who have seen that movie.
Yeah.
It has something to do with chapstick, right?
Yep. Also, I need chapstick.
I was thinking of, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Spoken by Hillary Clinton.
Because she didn't.
Because she didn't.
It's totally true.
It didn't happen.
It's absolutely true.
Daryl, what do you have? Do you have one for us tonight?
Yeah, I have one for you. And it's very simple. It's fly, you fools. And it was what was said to the 9/11 terrorists. All right, with that said,
too soon.
Oh my God.
Not too soon, because this is comedy with the CSZ Seattle After Party. I had to end on that one, but I thank you for listening this far so you could groan in pain at the end of the show.
Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.